Indonesian police have launched an investigation into an alleged treason plot designed to overturn the election result that confirmed Joko Widodo as the winner of last month's presidential election. The failed candidate, Prabowo Subianto, is pressing ahead with a legal challenge, citing electoral fraud, though a similar claim after the last election failed. But his supporters are still on the streets in the thousands, claiming he is the rightful winner. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
On the streets of Jakarta, riot police and soldiers have been out in force for weeks, preparing for the worst. Big protests outside the headquarters of Indonesia's electoral authorities have become a daily event since preliminary results last month first pointed to a second term for Joko Widodo and certain defeat for his longtime rival Prabowo Subianto. To head off the threat of violence, the Electoral Commission announced the final results in the dead of night and a day before scheduled, with mountains of razor wire surrounding the building to protect them. Now, with the official count confirming the result, the Indonesian capital is on a knife edge. Prabowo Subianto still refuses to accept the result and is preparing to challenge the vote count in the Constitutional Court, citing allegations of fraud and vote rigging. Almost 50,000 security forces have been sent onto the streets, and many public institutions are expected to close today in case the protests spiral into violence.
Kami pihak paslon 02.
All of us reject the result, he says. We'll go to the courts to restore the sovereignty of the people whose constitutional rights have been taken away. But while the former military general has backed away from his earlier calls for mass street protests, many of his supporters have taken things into their own hands. At least 30 Islamist militants have been arrested since last week, suspected of planning attacks to coincide with the election results, and busloads of Prabowo supporters have been physically stopped from travelling to Jakarta to join a so-called jihad tour. Now, several other supporters have been arrested and accused of fermenting unrest. Two stand accused of treason. One, another former General Sunarko, who once headed Indonesia's elite Kopassus forces, is accused of illegal firearms possession. It's a serious crime that threatens the sovereignty of the nation, so whoever's involved will be held liable, says Indonesia's Security Minister Wiranto, a former general himself who once faced his own accusations over the deadly violence in East Timor and the riots that ended Suharto's New Order regime. The constitutional challenge to the election result could take weeks to resolve, though authorities reject claims of electoral cheating or fraud, and it's hard to see any decision that would overturn the result. And President Joko Widodo, who won 55% of the vote, says once the results are upheld, he'll be a leader for all Indonesians. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.